Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre says he went to rehab 3 times to fight dependence on painkillers and alcohol. AP correspondent Shelley Adler says it was during his years playing for the NFL.
Brett Favre told Sports Illustrated he took as many as 14 Vicodin at one time during the 1995 season with Green Bay. He won the first of his 3 consecutive MVP awards that season. The Hall of Famer said his issues with pills caused him to spend 28 days at a center in Louisiana. That was in the early 1990s. He also says he spent 28 days in rehab strictly for drinking in 1998. The story also mentions a previously reported 72-day stint in a Kansas City rehab center in the mid-1990s. That was to get off Vicodin. I'm Shelley Adler.